Andy.
Good morning.
Can I ask you a quick question?
No.
Definitely.
That remarkable comeback yesterday with Neymar, what did you think of the penalty he got?
Yeah, that was soft.
I thought it was soft.
Yeah, I thought it was soft.
Are they blowing up about it?
Oh.
Or do they not do that?
Social media is. In some parts, they're calling it UEFA loner. It's just incredible that three goals will be scored the way they were at the end of the game.
It was an incredible. In 7 minutes, they scored three.
Now they're favoured to win the Champions League at $3.75, Bayern Munich at $4. But it reminded you of Liverpool and Istanbul in 2005, what Man United did against Bayern Munich at the same ground, actually, about 18 years ago. But One of the greatest comebacks, and the greatest comeback, of course, in the history of the Champions League.
Oh, just phenomenal. Europa League this morning?
Yes, there's eight games. Now, three are completed, and Ajax have lost in Copenhagen 2-1. Anderlecht have won away at Apollon Nicosia. Man United will be happy they got the away goal. It was 1-1 at Rostov at the moment. Lyon and Roma, it's 1-1. Roma have just equalised. The All-German affair, Schalke, is down at home 1-0. Olympiakos 0, Besiktas 0. Matty Ryan's pulled off two cracking saves in the All-Belgium affair. Ghent against Genk. Those two sides are mid-table in Belgium. No goals there, no goals at Celta Vigo. So, big morning of Europa League action. This is the round of 16, first leg ties.
All right, fantastic. Now, we need to... Sydney FC, we're going to be chatting with Steve Corica later on in the day, mate. But obviously, they can wrap up the... Well, I call it the minor premiership. What do you call it? The... plate, don't you?
Well, the Premier's plate, yeah. Premier's strange plate. One, isn't it? You honour the team that wins the grand final. I'm a first past the post type of guy. I think you should be rewarded for
That's not the competition overall. We play here, mate.
And that's the thing with the A-League, when you think about it. You can have an indifferent season, jag a spot in the six, finish fifth or sixth and actually win it.
Yes.
But
How much interest do you think there'd be over the next 2 months in the A-League if Sydney won tonight and it was all over?
Yeah, that's right. It's all about the finals, isn't
it? Talk about zero.
Bimby Corica, he knows all about playing in these, what we originally called the derbies, Sydney v Central Coast. They should get the points tonight. But they're playing good football this season, as we know. And on the back of getting players like Grant and Vukovic into the Socceroos, they'll be excited. I think the victory v Glory won't be cut and dried for Melbourne Victory. Glory are on a good run at the moment, and they're unbeaten in the last eight against Melbourne. So I'm looking at the draw in this one. In regards to best bet, I'm going to Everton. There's only a couple of games in the Premier League this weekend because it's all about the FA Cup quarterfinals. So I think Everton against West Brom, one loss in the last nine for Everton, one loss in 13 home games overall, $1.60 represents good value. You're looking for a wild card? Let's go into that FA Cup. The draw into Chelsea is paying $4.50. Chelsea dusted Man United 4-0 in round nine, and they are unbeaten in the last eight against United.
Okay, so and that's the draw at halftime into Chelsea to win $4.50 in the FA Cup.
Yeah, the half-full combo.
Yep.
I tend to like those.
Yeah, you do like them.
Now, interesting enough, multi guys. Let's look at the league championship. The top two teams are in my multi this week. Brighton, who are second in the league championship, into the victory, Perth draw, into Newcastle United, and also throwing Chelsea at the back end because that'll bring you in around $25. So good luck on the weekend. I'm due this weekend after horror last weekend, so it's hot and cold for me at the moment with the tips.
That's all right, mate. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks very much.
Have a good one.
Yeah, and to all our listeners and viewers. I keep forgetting we've got viewers all around Australia as well.
You're okay.
More and more every day, mate. They just want to see TK. Yeah.
Hey, just one other thing. I'm just seeing something coming through now.
Yes.
Mark Milligan's team, Banias, in the UAE have lost 6-2 this morning. And sadly, Mark's been sent off in the 20th minute. They're bottom of the league there at the moment.
Okay. Thanks, Andy.
Cheers, boys.